Friday, 19th of April, 2024. Maybe today. So, entering a ship of Adramiatum, we put to sea, meaning to sail along the coasts of Asia. Aristarchus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica, was with us. Acts 27, verse 2. The Greek closely reads, "And having boarded a ship of Adramitium, intending to sail unto among the regions of Asia, we headed out, Aristarchus, a Macedonian, being with us." CG. Chapter 27 began with a note concerning the anticipated departure of Paul, prisoners, and a centurion named Julius, to Rome on a ship. That now continues with, "And having boarded a ship of Adramitium." The word translated as boarded is epibaino. It is now used for the sixth and last time. It comes from two words meaning upon and step, thus it means to step upon. However, for simplicity and clarity, having boarded gives the proper sense. Saying it is a ship of Adramitium could mean either a ship originally built there or a ship that found its home harbour there. It is probably the latter. The ship was sailing on trade and was now returning to its home port, which happened to be on the way to Rome. Adramitium was a town on the coast of Mysia, opposite the island of Lesbos. It was on the Roman road which went from Assos and Troas to the cities of Pergamos, Ephesus, and Miletus. At the time, it was apparently a considerably important city. With that noted, Luke continues the narrative, saying, "Intending to sail unto among the regions of Asia, we headed out." This is referring to the course of the ship as it set out, not the intent of Julius and those with him. Their intent was to get to Rome. However, the ship was a ship of business. Rome would pay for the passage of Julius and the prisoners, but the ship would follow its own set course. If one were to hitchhike on the highway and a big rig stopped, the driver might say, "Climb aboard, I'll get you to Tupelo, but we'll be making several out-of-the-way stops as we travel." This is the idea of Luke's words now. Verse 6 will note the change in ships for the continued journey to Rome. Transferring from one ship to another was common, and it was seen in Paul's earlier travels. This is no different than taking several buses, trains, or planes today in order to get to a final destination. Understanding this, it next says, "Aristarchus, a Macedonian, being with us." Aristarchus is now mentioned again. He had come to Jerusalem with Paul, as was seen in Acts 24. It can be inferred that he had stayed with Paul just like Luke did for the entire time that he was in Caesarea. He is probably going to head back to his home in Thessalonica now, but it is also possible that he wanted to continue on with Paul in all of his travels. Either way, he will end up in Rome because of what lies ahead. Concerning this guy, there is speculation about his status with Paul at other times. In Colossians 4:10, he is called Paul's fellow prisoner. That seems obvious on the surface, but in Romans 16:7, Paul calls Andronicus and Junia my countrymen and my fellow prisoners. However, Paul wasn't in prison when he wrote Romans. Further, in Philemon 1:23 and 24, he calls Epaphras his fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus. But he doesn't say this about Aristarchus, who is also named. For this reason, there is speculation as to what Paul is referring to, whether it is being a prisoner, either at that time or at some other time, and being noted as a badge of honour, or of some other implied meaning in the word prisoner. No matter the intent, Luke is careful to mention Aristarchus as a part of those who travelled with himself, Paul, and any others, despite him not being mentioned again in the book of Acts. Life application. The idea that is being conveyed in the verse is that Rome is the ultimate destination of those heading out. However, they already know that the ship they are on will only go so far. As it goes, there may be stops along the way. Eventually, they will have to find another ship and continue on towards Rome, repeating this until they finally arrive. For the Christian, we are on a journey. Our ultimate destination is decided, but we cannot get there directly at this time. However, each day that passes and each place we find ourselves brings us that much closer to our place of rest. Let us suppose that each point along that trip has bearing on the quality of our time in our ultimate destination. If we fritter away our stops along the way, we will reduce the gain we might receive. If we live by faith and act according to that faith at each stop, we will increase the gain that comes to us when we finally arrive. Is sightseeing really so important at each stop? Is marking out temporary pleasure what we want? Or is what we will receive at our ultimate destination our target with each passing day? Remembering that the good we receive is something that also pleases the Lord, let us use our time and location each moment of our days with our eyes directed to Jesus and our thoughts always considering Him. May it be so, to the glory of God who sent His Son into the world to bring us safely home to Himself. Lord God, help us to evaluate the time and place we find ourselves from day to day, from a heavenly perspective. May we be faithful to do what is right, honouring you and worthy of reward with each step we take on each new day. Help us to look at this life from a heavenly perspective. May it be so, to your glory. Amen. We got on a ship and left.
We got in a ship and left.
The ship was from the city of Adramyttium and was about to sail to different ports in Asia. Aristarchus, a man from the city of Thessalonica in Macedonia, went with us.
Acts 27 verse 2.